Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's post is called My Super Bowl Was Filled with Guacamole. With Super Bowl 44 just around the corner, I thought I'd revisit my post about last year's Super Bowl ads. It outlines five lessons I suggest be learned from the spots. I wonder if this year's ads will show that the lessons have been learned. I guess we'll find out in a couple of weeks. Until then, here's the original five lessons. Number one, creativity is a must. As a general rule, TV advertising should be entertaining and engaging. In the case of the Super Bowl, a show whose ads rival the attention of the show content, the spots need to be even more so. Vizio's spot for its flat panel TVs was such a boring, low production value piece that after I watched it, I was sorry I hadn't used the time to take a bio break. A few years ago, Jim Stengel, then CMO of P&G, charged his agencies to make the company's advertising more watchable. In an address he called The Future of Marketing, he explained, "When we think of permission-based marketing, most of us think about opt-in online newsletters. We really need to expand this mentality to all aspects of marketing. We must develop creative that maximizes the channel and appeals to the consumer. For each element of the marketing mix, we should ask ourselves, would consumers choose to look at or listen to this? And let that be the benchmark." Lesson number two, too much creativity can backfire. As with many Super Bowls past, this year featured several spots in which the storyline completely overshadowed the brands they were promoting. GoDaddy.com and Pepsi Max are just a few of the offenders. Although GoDaddy.com has dramatically boosted brand awareness with past Super Bowl ads, I've yet to find someone who remembers the brand for what it is or what it does. And while I know I just said that Super Bowl ads need to be entertaining, I should clarify that the entertaining element should serve to communicate the brand message. Cars.com did this quite effectively. Its spot featuring an overachiever who still gets nervous when buying a car wove the benefit of the brand seamlessly into a stimulating, imaginative story. Lesson number three, be mindful of unintended brand associations. Cheetos equals pigeon food, need I say more? Number four, always portray your product's users as heroes, not losers. Pepsi's Mac Gruber spot had so much potential, and I'm not just saying that because I love the show MacGyver. Headlining Saturday Night Live's Mac Gruber character in a campy storyline served to capture and hold attention well. But the creatives missed the boat by ending with MacGruber failing in his effort to save the day after taking a swig of Pepsi. Even in a scenario as far-fetched as this ad, the act of using the product should have been rewarded with success. And the final lesson, if you have something to say, say it. Denny's Chief Marketing and Innovation Officer, Mark Schmiel, was quoted as saying the chain's Super Bowl spot describes a customer offer that has never been done in the sit-down segment. Indeed, a free breakfast for all Americans, which was offered today, sorry if you missed it, is big news. But I wonder why they chose to bury the message in a spot that also featured some pretty convincing mafioso, clown pancakes, and a great portrayal of a diner waitress. While I'm glad Denny's didn't choose the self-congratulating tact of running a spot that talks about how breakthrough the free breakfast deal is, they probably could have done a better job at making the offer more front and center. Okay, there you have it. I'm finished. Thanks for listening. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Take care and thanks again.